You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for the Eleanor Grace Show with Eleanor Grace.
Eleanor Grace.
Live from gracedestiny.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is the Eleanor Grace Show
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Eleanor Grace. I'm your celebrity psychic medium. I'm based in the UK. Now, we're going to be talking about psychic messages purely for you. Now, I brought in my candle here. Now, this is really to be able to blow a few wishes perhaps for you and connect through to spirit as well. It's very important nowadays, so we've got all of the connections that we need. And I'm also going to be using my psychic comet. This is something that I've always liked to use for you guys, and this will allow me here to just make a wish. We'll blow on it and we can make a wish for you. That's called a cosmic order, and create an affirmation. Now, affirmations are very powerful, very important. They're really going to be for you and able to empower you, perhaps even get somebody's attention. You know, we like to see results from our psychic readings, and we like to see perhaps our wishes and dreams coming true, following that pathway that we really want to follow. Now, I'm going to be using some spirit cards. I've got this one here. This is the cat. This is all about confidence and changing direction, being able as well to perhaps overcome fears, disapproval, perhaps being disrespected maybe from somebody either close by or perhaps in the workplace as well. So, you know, we're really pushing out a lot of boundaries here today. I'm in London, and welcome to all of my UK viewers as well. You'll also see me on TikTok, Instagram, all of those places. So do join in and follow. But it's great to be back in the USA. And welcome to all of you. I'm going to be taking some callers here. It's this evening here in the UK, but of course it's the afternoon where you are. So I hope you're having a great day. I really hope that that's working for you and that you're able as well to share some of your sort of home truth. I think it's always important, isn't it? Did you realise that on Sunday it was a blue moon? How many of you made that wish? Did you wish on the blue moon? And it's rare. It comes in only a couple of times a year. So we've had the blue moon, and that's a perfect time to reset your intentions, to start again, and to think very much about the rest of the year that's coming. We're halfway through, aren't we? So now it's time to gather in further ambitions, and let's hope that we can have peace in our hearts, in our minds, and a prosperous time. So I'm waiting now to have, to do a live reading. I've got cards here.
Sure.
These are Victorian cards. And Michelle, hello there, Michelle, Canton, Michigan. Are you ready for your reading, Michelle?
Hi, yes, I am.
Oh, hello. Well, welcome, welcome. It's lovely to meet you. Just going to pop my glasses on here. We're going to select the cards as well. Have a quick look. I'm just cutting the cards into three sections. Do you want to choose one of those sections, Michelle? One, two, or three for me, please.
Let's go with two.
Why not? Why not? Do you know what I feel with you? Before I even take a card here, Michelle, that you're taking some time out at the moment, and rightly so. It's been quite a nerve-wracking time, I think, you know, walking on eggshells, tiptoeing along as though you couldn't really make any effort or say the wrong thing, do the wrong thing, put yourself in the wrong situation. Now, is that true, Michelle? Is that what's been happening to you? Do you feel that, oh, I've had to be overly cautious? Is that true?
Yeah. Yes. I just got out of a really, really bad divorce. Yes.
I can see it. Do you know what? He's made you cry so many times. Here, I'm giving you this card. See, he's the knight. Now, the knight in shining armor. No, he wasn't, was he? He was not that person.
No.
But he was in tears. Were you married quite a long time? Because we've got the lovers here. So was this a childhood, sweetheart? Were you really quite young when you got together? Is that what happened?
No, we were together 9 years, but we were married only four.
So who is it that you're thinking about then that's from your childhood? Because there's a sweetheart there, somebody coming back from a long, long time ago and making that connection with you. So watch out for that. If you haven't met this person yet, he is about to come in. It's party, party, party now for you. And so it should be. So walking on eggshells as you have been, no, we won't be doing that anymore. I don't want you to do that anymore. It's time now to put your burdens down. Burdens have accumulated, haven't they, for you? And it really is time to empower yourself. And that's very important. I've got the hermit here. This is you. This is who you've been as well, hidden away and wanting, I suppose, to just take, I'm just getting a crystal here. I suppose just taking some extra time for yourself. Now, looking into the crystal here, this is beautiful, this quartz crystal ball. And right in the center here, I do have a plateau. So you're reaching a space, Michelle, where everything is going to be smooth and calm, ready to go again. I've got you getting into a nice car, so I don't know whether you're driving or planning on getting something new for transport, but it's taking you where you need to be. And that's what I can see here. If you are used to perhaps looking at crystals, then try and look here right in the center, because it's a wonderful vision that I have. It's new growth, new birth. Well, not birth as such, but it's everything that's on fertile ground. So I think that you are about to have the time of your life. Now, I know you've been through a lot. I know that this is really one of the most difficult stages that you've had to endure, I think, as well for you, Michelle. But you've got friendships that are around you, and you've got new people as well holding out their hands now, wanting to greet you, grab a hold of your hands and take you forward. And I think this is so important for you to remember. I feel that your mum is here. She's smoothing away your brow. She's making you, well, those headaches disappear. So I think that this is you now really catapulting yourself forward towards new starts, new beginnings, and for you to be able to really see a different landscape. Now, remember what we've seen in the crystal. The crystal, very powerful, and going to be making cosmic order for you. So we're blowing into the crystal. This is for you, Michelle, and taking you into a new experience, new relationship. But remember, mum is here. She's looking over you, protecting you. I think she's visited you recently. So have you had a dream about her? Because she will have come into your mind. Tell me.
Yes, I about maybe a couple months ago or within the last few months, I had a dream about her, pretty vivid.
Was it about her arm or your arm? Did you hurt your arm?
I don't remember. I just remember being vivid. I don't remember.
Okay.
I think I remember just running and jumping and seeing her, being excited. That's all I remember.
Did she always rely upon you, sort of as if you were her right arm? Because I keep going to this arm. Just be a bit wary, a bit careful. Don't jump up and down and do anything silly in the next few weeks. But you're going to get another visit from your mum because she's baking cakes. So there's a birthday coming up. You will be center of attention. Just remember how much she loved you. because she did. And that, I think, is where you need to be now, really just reconsidering your past. Even though you were very small when she passed over, she's always, always going to be with you. So, Michelle, I think you've got a really great time, but I'm going to bring in the candle here as well for you, because you have got that lovely soul in spirit that has come in today for you. And I feel that your mum just wants to send you so much love and so much happiness. I think that's what's coming. Don't forget about the crystal and the space that is there for you to illuminate your life again. August will be a very important time. So remember August and start to put your burdens down. Don't worry anymore. The divorce is over. You will get the aftermath. There always is. That's going to last for about 2 years. And that may sound a long time, but really it isn't. You need to use that time to plan, to make arrangements for yourself. And I think you may move as well. Are you thinking about a new home or a new location, Michelle?
Yeah, I'm hoping to be able to buy a home in the same town I'm in right now. I don't know if you see anything around that.
Yeah, I do. Okay. I do feel that there's quite a lot of need that you have to put roots down somewhere pleasant, but it will be outskirts, I think. You know, there's a rural feel to this where you do have the grass and the fields and you can celebrate nature a bit more. And I think that you're quite a nature lover anyway, aren't you? I think this is what you need to have. This is what you like. And I think some peace, pot of peace is what I'm bringing here to you. So your mum is there. Want to go to another. Do you have a Margaret in your friendship group at all? Maggie, Margaret, is she there?
Nobody I can think of off the top of my head.
If you can't think about her straight away, then she's maybe a new neighbor. So when you move, just check that out, because she's really important. She's really a beneficial friend that's coming to you. But lots of blessings here to you, Michelle, because mum is with you and she always will be. She's visited you. I think there's something about your home as well that she really likes. Perhaps that's the other M. I've got Marissa in San Francisco. So maybe you're the other M there. So thank you, Michelle. Bye bye. And welcome. Welcome. Marissa, how are you today? You doing well?
Good. And funny, my mom's name is Michelle, so it worked. That's
We've got all the M's then. So we've got Michelle, we've got Marissa. You don't know a Margaret, do you, at all?
No.
Okay, well, that's good then. We've closed the circle. We've done everything that we can to find that person, but there is a Margaret in spirit. I'm doing a live a little bit later, so perhaps she's coming to my spirit room a little bit early. Now, Marissa, lots of love is here. I want to bring all the hearts in, you know, literally heart after heart after heart. There's a big friendship group for you and also a new opportunity. So you will be finding yourself taking either an appraisal or an interview or really even an audition. It's as though you're in front of the screen and wanting to be able to show off your skills, show off your personality, your lovely face. I feel that you've got a lovely face and it's shining out here. And you've also got a great personality. So I think that, Marissa, is that you? Do you want to do that? Do you want to get yourself in front of the camera or in front of other people and show yourself to the world? Because you've got the world card here as well. This is freedom, new opportunity, and you taking your rightful space in the world here, Marissa. So very important relationship around you. Is that your situation now? Let's just check this out for time scales if we can. We're wishing here. We are wishing for you here, Michelle, as I'm Marissa as well. So, yeah, we're making as much as we can now of all of the opportunities that are around you. I'm taking this rose quartz here. This is for love. This is for an opportunity for you to really be feeling love in your life and love in your heart here, Marissa. So if you can follow that pathway, you're not going to go wrong at all. And I've got my rose quartz crystal here. This is beautiful. And we're going to make a wish here for you because you do really deserve to have the best outcomes now. That love, I feel it's as though somebody's coming back and that you have the opportunity to understand whatever he has to say to you. Is that true? Is that right? Is that what you are feeling at the moment, that you're wanting an explanation?
My youngest son's father, who I had I was very in love with, and passed away, unfortunately, and so I feel like the new relationship was very similar to him, so I'm more understanding, I guess, than I was when my son's dad was alive, as far as like mental health and things like that. But I was going to tell you too, also about what you said earlier. So I am on the Human Relations Commission for the city that I live in, and we do go on TV, cause it's on there. So, but I do love doing that type of work. I love doing advocacy and things like that for the community.
Well, you're going to be there because I've got your face here and you are speaking out to the world. And it is like an appraisal, but it's a bit more than that for you because you're so loving and genuine that you want to reach out to people. Now, your ex, your husband, did he pass? Did he take his life? Is that what happened?
It was an accidental drug overdose.
Okay.
But from what I was told, he kind of knew it was going to, from what I have felt like, I think he kind of knew it was coming.
Yeah. I felt that he was aware and that it was more of a conscious decision for him than perhaps other people realize. He didn't worry about it. And I feel with him, and you'll perhaps know this yourself here, Marissa, but I feel with him that there was no escape, that he had to go through a door. It was overwhelmed. It was driven to take that course of action. And there was nothing that was going to stop him. It was his only escape route. And that's what I see here when I'm talking about him and you and connecting to you. And you know what? You deserve so much love now. And that's also what is being brought to you from him, I think, because I think he felt as though he really let you down, and he may not have done because you loved him so much, but that's what he felt. He felt that inside. And I think for your son as well, he wants that love to be there and to be shared and to be shown to your son. I think that's really quite special to maybe connect that here now. I want to give you the initial of T. It's like a Terry or a Terrence that I want to connect with you. Do you know that name at all?
My son's name is Antonio, but we call him Tony. And so Tony. He calls himself Tony too. But yeah, that's the one whose dad
passed away. Yeah. Okay, well, I think that his dad is coming in and saying to me, T, it's difficult to hear, to make sense of it. And I always think, well, if I'm 70% there, I'm okay. I've got the message
for you.
And that's something you need to have. But the initial T I could see all over the crystal here. Now, we have got the rose quartz crystal. The rose quartz is very special because it symbolizes love. It symbolizes everything that we need. And just bringing in my candle as well, really because we have spirit in the room here, and it is your husband who sadly had no option but to leave this world and to leave his son, to leave you, but you are being brought love in spades. I feel as though this hasn't quite happened yet, that there's more to this story. And I feel that somebody has got to explain themselves to you, perhaps not give, you know, any excuses. I'm not talking about excuses, Marissa, but I am talking about how somebody can just lay their feelings open, lay it on the line, and allow you some space to love back. So you can't love your husband anymore. You can love his memory, but it is history. And now you have to live your life. And I feel that that's important for your son as well. He's a live wire. He's going to be making, well, you know that, don't you?
He is.
I like his energy. You know, he's buoyant and he's very upbeat a lot of the time. And I think he likes to joke. So he could end up telling jokes as well, being that comedian. But I feel it's mainly because of what he has experienced up to this point in time. And he's going to cheer you up along the way as well. There's a girl by his side. Does he have any girlfriends? How old is he now? Because there's a female here.
He's 14 and he's about to start high school.
So he's good looking then, because the girls are looking at him. That's what I thought.
He has a lot of girlfriends, like friendship-wise.
Well, yeah, I know. That's what they say, isn't it? It's friends, just friends. Right. But I feel that there's a girl looking at him who is really quite special, and a person that has her eyes on him. So I think he's going to be flattered. He'll do well in his studies with his education. I think he finds that a key factor as well. It's important to him to do well. And you know what? He wants to make you proud, Marissa. He wants to make you shine, I think, and sort of say lots of praise about him. But when you're in front of this screen that I've seen, and you know, appraising the company that you want to promote, the charity that you're also getting involved with, that's when really you're going to come into your own. I feel that there's an advertisement that you're making, or some sort of poster. It's got your face on it, your name on it, but you will be center stage. I think you will take a very, very dramatic course of action for yourself. So I think that life is opening up. So sometimes we do get, you know, the flower, don't we? We do get all sorts of things happen that allow us, I suppose, to just think back onto the past and think about the times gone by. But you need to be thinking about the future. So I'm just going to shuffle now and take a couple of my Victorian cards here for you, just so that we can get a pointer, because I think, yeah, this is what I wanted to see. This is the Ace. It's a point in destiny here for you. The Ace of Wands, this is creativity. So you're making a creative plan. I do feel that, for you to be able to access new beginnings. That's the first step for you. But it's not just about new beginnings, it's also about new relationship and making things happen, making things work. So the current relationship now, Marissa, do you feel as though that's a bit stagnant? Stop, start, stop, start. He's got to explain himself, he's got to do this. Yes. What is it about that you're not altogether happy about? Because I don't feel as though you are.
It's just wishy-washiness. Like it'll be like you know, one day after, like it'll be like 3 days of, you know, and then all of a sudden I just won't hear from him for like 2 or 3 days.
Okay.
And then it's been going on for years, so I've just gotten to a point where it's just old now. It's just becoming old.
Well, we'll have a look at this little crystal ball. This is amber, and it is all about prosperity, opportunity. And this is really what I feel that we need for you. A little bit of gold, a little bit of gold dust that I'm going to blow in a wish, and that's for you. But there's a new man coming in, and he will be there. I feel very soon, really, now. You're not going to be without that connection at all, because there's enveloping love coming around your life. I know about the tea. That's Tony. That's your son. So he is bringing rainbows here to you. I think, you know, so much love is there, and that's brilliant. That's really great. And I feel now that you have just got to let go of the past, let go of the things that have gone wrong, and decide here, everything is about to go right. It's going right for you because you deserve it. You need it. You need to have another chance at life and at love. And angels around you are bringing that. And I do feel that you connect, don't you, to angelic deities, angelic forces. I feel that you're very spiritual. Would you say you are?
Yeah. I think I'm not really sure what it's called, but I know when they're around. I just don't see them and I can't talk to them, but I just know that they're there.
No, you won't. It's a knowing that you need to experience. And perhaps just before you go to sleep at night, just make a question in your mind, send it out there to your angels. So I feel that it's Michael that's around you, Archangel Michael, is healing energy. And that's what you need more than anything else. You need to have this sense of direction, this new sense of opportunity. And there's a new man here. We're going to make that happen. But firstly, let me just take, I feel, a spirit card. So I feel that this is what I want for you. So let's see what we have here. I've got the polar bear. So this is indicating more towards, is that special for you, the polar bear? What is it about?
Yeah, someone told me that would be my spirit animal would be a polar bear. Someone told me that the other day, so that's funny.
Oh, we've got this. The polar bear's come in, so your spirit animal is with you. Perhaps he's been with you for a while, but you've only just seen him. Here he is. He's going to say to you, Marissa, that when you get a little bit closer to the winter months, so we're going into maybe November, December, January, that's when your life is really going to light up. That's when you can really feel as though you've made it, you know, you've got there. So I'm just going to read here. This is really powerful, this spirit guide. It's representing strength and endurance here for you. And that's special, isn't it? Perhaps patience. You have been, and you've suffered a loss as well, a great loss with losing your husband. It wasn't your fault, though. So don't be blaming yourself. I know you have done. You must have done, because you've had to have pulled yourself out of this. It wasn't a hole, but it was just a dead space, wasn't it? Polar bear's coming in now to bring that energy back, and hope as well. Hope for you, knowing that you're now at the right time, in the right space. And my goodness me, you deserve it. Lots of love coming in. I think the initial P is around the new man.